الله أكبر الله أكبر.
This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to human development and community consciousness. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Then he reminds us, now you have come into strength. Now don't think that this is going to last always. He's going to take you from this strength back into weakness. And not only will your muscles go, but also your beauty. Then where you proud, vain people be then? Asking for cosmetics. Some are undertaker. It won't be conscious to know how you look. You don't forget these things. Thank you, somebody. You so big and important, you don't have to listen to anything. You are nothing unless you give yourself to Allah. You are nothing. Nothing to be considered. Except for just the waste, just throw it away. Reject it, throw it out. So it is God who brings us from the weak state to strength, and then from the strength again into weak state. And Allah Most High says, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. He creates what He pleases, what He wills to create. And He is all-knowing and all-powerful. Not you. Allah is all-knowing and all-powerful. Again, Allah Most High says, فَصْبِرْ فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah Most High said, and be patient and forbearing. For surely the promise of God is true. And do not let those who have not sound faith worry you in the least. This is what Allah says to us. And if you follow the guidance of God in this Quran and the example given in Prophet Muhammad, you will have a good life. You will have a good life. You will have peace and happiness. You will have a healthy mind. You will have true friends. You will have a sense of security. You won't worry, no matter how bad things become all around you. But if we reject Allah, we go straight to hell. Not after death, you're already dead. When you reject Allah, you're dead. You go straight to hell. So let's appreciate our Lord, show gratitude, really need it at a time like this. When the thing of the day is to be ignorant, defiant, and ungrateful. We pray Allah forgive us for our ignorance that we slip into and guide us always in the right path. Allah Most High says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَى أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All you who believe, do not consume interest or riba, doubled and multiplied. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And obey God, that is, reverence and fear God, that you may be successful. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And fear the fire that is prepared for the rejecters of faith. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And fear the fire that is prepared for the rejecters of faith. Allah Most High says, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah and obey the messenger that you may be shown mercy. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And rush to forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise whose expanse is as the skies and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared for those who fear and obey God. My dear beloved Muslims, first Allah addressed people of faith, people who have faith. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It is the people who have faith in Allah that are being addressed. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All you who have faith. Then Allah cautions us against material greed. Do not make money on money for no effort. No work done. You're just using your big money sources to lend out to other people at high interest. That's a sin in this religion. A sin that brings very serious consequences according to the word of God and his messenger Muhammad. And God says, and fear the fire. Why? Because the fire will be the result. If you give yourself to materialism, the fire will be the result. And fear the fire that is prepared for the rejecters of faith. Obey the messenger. Obedience. Prophet Muhammad says to his people, he says that I am Muhammad. My name is Muhammad, he said in one of the hadiths. My name is Muhammad, and I am the messenger of God and his slave servant. Peace be upon the Prophet. So the Prophet reminded the believers who he was. This was on an occasion when they were mentioning him, but was not mentioning him by name. They were dissatisfied with his treatment of the Ansar, which seems to have been favoring them over the Meccans. And so they began to rumble. They began to mouth their dissatisfaction. And Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the revelation came to Prophet Muhammad, and Allah revealed to him the trouble. And when the revelation had completed descending upon him, he spoke to them. And he said, my name is Muhammad. I am Muhammad, the messenger and servant of God. And he told them, the Ansar, in words, not to worry. I have been with you, and I will live with you. Meaning, he was telling them that he was going to spend his life in Medina. He wasn't going to move to Mecca. And after that news was revealed, they all felt happy then. They thought he was going to favor the Meccans and perhaps move back to his homeland. They were saying that, see how he treats his tribe and see how he treats his city, talking about Mecca. Because the prophet was fulfilling scripture and fulfilling his nature. His nature was a good nature, excellent nature. And he was still fulfilling scripture, wherein the scripture says that he forgave his enemies. So he gave them peace instead of punishment. He did not take reprisals out, did not take revenge upon them when he came in victorious over the Meccans, who had cruelly tortured him and his followers, killed many, who had done many, many terrible, we would say unforgivable wrongs. But the prophet forgave them on the condition that they accept peace. The prophet said, harm no one who goes in his house and locks his house. Now understand now, here are the conquerors coming in on people who had been fighting them for years. And now they're the victors, and they're coming into the city. And the leader tells the army, don't harm anybody who goes and locks himself into his house. Harm no one who goes into Abu Sufyan's house. Because Abu Sufyan was supporting the Muslims, and at one time he was a friend of some of those people. And if those people ran into his home, that would be a sign that they were seeking him as a friend to protect themselves against the army of the Muslims. So the prophet said, if anyone goes into Abu Sufyan's house, then don't harm him. And he said, anyone who puts down his weapons, do not harm him. Now, this is the most excellent human conduct that you'll find in a situation like this. You won't find better than that. It's impossible to find better than that. We know what these armies do. You know what the Israelis do. Whenever they get the upper hand, they just slaughter and go crazy, terrorizing and slaughtering and maiming people. But the prophet's conduct is the best that a human being possibly could have. So God says to us, obey God, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul, and obey the messenger. Because the messenger was perfectly obedient to God. And when we follow him, we please God. That's what Allah wants from us. Allah wants from us to follow Prophet Muhammad. So obeying God is following Prophet Muhammad. You're not obeying God if you don't follow Prophet Muhammad. How in the world can a Muslim obey Allah or obey God and not follow Prophet Muhammad? Impossible. Impossible. If you reject Prophet Muhammad, you reject the Quran, you reject everything. You reject Muslims. You reject the Muslim religion. You reject everything. If you reject the Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have to understand that and stop playing with yourself. And obey God, and obey the messenger, that you may be shown mercy. That you may be shown mercy. Muhammad is a mercy to us. Rahmatan lin-nas, a mercy to all the people. And if we reject him, we don't get the mercy, we get the fire. But if we accept him, we get the mercy. We get all the favors that God, the mercy and the favors, the graces that God promised through Muhammad the prophet, the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham and the people of the book before. And God says, rush, rush. Some of us are half asleep, and we don't know that this religion is a religion that requires an act in response to God that is worthy of credit. If God calls us and we come as stubborn, disobedient children with an attitude, that's not an act that deserves respect. When the faithful ones, when God calls, they're happy to respond to his call. It is the life of their heart to respond to Allah's call. And those that don't have that, they're not believers. Anyone who has a problem responding to the call of Allah and responding to obedience to the Prophet, they're not believers. The believer's heart is happy to respond to God's call and to respond to Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. Our heart is, it makes our heart happy to do that. Therefore, we don't come sluggishly. Are resisting, showing defiance, or disgust, and attitude. Well, mumbling and coming up like a stupid bum. No, the Muslim is supposed to be lively and intelligent. When the brother Muslim walk in that door, we're supposed to see a lively face. We're supposed to see intelligence in his eyes. We're supposed to see somebody that shows on his face that he likes this place. That this is his favorite place. That he loves being among Muslims. And when he hears the Quran, we should see on his face reverence, respect. And when we mention the name Muhammad the Prophet, he should have light in his eyes. Love on his face. And if you see anybody without that, they're either crazy or they don't have faith. One or the other. They're either crazy or they don't have faith. Because if they come here and they reject that, they're crazy. Why you come here if you reject that? So if you come here and you reject that, you're crazy. Or you don't have faith. One or the other. Either you don't have faith or you're crazy. And if you have faith, why you come here? Go to the church if you don't like this. Right? All right, if I don't like the Muslim call, I won't come to the Muslim call. I go to the call I like. So, well, I go to the Baptist call. Whoever call, whatever call I like, that's the one I'll go to. If I come to a call I don't like, there's something wrong with my mind. Yeah, something terribly wrong with my senses. So I'm going to enforce what should be enforced upon Muslims. If you say you're Muslims, you're going to have to live up to it or be condemned openly. So we love you if you're Muslims. We love you if you believe in God. We love you. And God says, Sario, rush. Don't come up lazy like. Rush. For what? So that God will forgive you. So Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad that if you're really repenting, if you're really accepting this religion, then the proof of that is your enthusiasm for this religion. If you show no enthusiasm, then we doubt your faith. سَعِيُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Rush to forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise whose expanse is as the skies and the earth. Now look what Allah offers us. Look what Allah will give us if we will just come to the right disposition. If we will just have the right feeling. Look what Allah will give us. He says he will give you expanse, space for progress, immeasurable. Can you measure the width, the span of the heavens and earth? You can't measure that. Well, that's the size of the garden he said he will give you. Jannah means the area for your productivity, the area for your comfort, for your pleasure, will be unlimited. Now, who would reject that but a crazy person or a devil? No one would reject that. That's why Prophet Muhammad called him the Superhav. Superhav means that senses are lost. Means that senses are all burnt out. You can't expect no intelligent response from people like that. So it's not crazy, but it's sane. It's not people that you have to lock up. They didn't need a straitjacket or anything. But you couldn't depend on those people for any sensible responses. Because they were Superhav. mean that they had dissipated their senses. They had used up all their senses in foolishness and in rebellion, in stupid rebellion. They had just used up all their senses. Now, you super Harris, you should know yourself. And you shouldn't come here just to look at people and this and look ugly. Come in here to look ugly. Why you got to come in here and look ugly? Is there some place where you won't be feeling bad like that? If it is, go to that place where you won't be feeling bad like that. We don't want to see you suffer, and we think something wrong with your mind when you come here and do that. وَسَيُّ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And rush to forgiveness from your Lord. And a paradise whose expanse is as the skies and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is prepared for the God-fearing. Those who reverence God, those who reverence Allah, respect Allah, and have a strong desire to obey Allah and a strong desire to avoid displeasing Him or incurring wrath. This is the one who is the muttaqin, muttaqi, or muttaqin. That's the one. Praise be to Allah. Allah Most High says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend in times of comfort and also in times of hardship. Whether the time is good time or bad time, whether their means are big or small, they always got something to give in the cause of Al-Islam. In other words, nothing can happen, no matter how bad the situation becomes for them. They never become so miserable that they lose their good moral senses and turn their back on their responsibility to the path of God. No. They keep honorable. They stay honorable. And they keep faithful to their commitment as a Muslim in the path of God. And they remain devoted. And they constantly persevere, make effort, keep up their Muslim life, and contribute to their Muslim, to the life of their Muslim community. This is the true believer. This is the true believer. These are the people that God loves. Allah Most High says, وَالْخَاذِنِينَ الْغَيْبِ. And they are the ones who incline to forgive wrong that is done to them. They are not people that become so irritated by an injury to them, are so incensed because they incurred an injury or something, that they have to keep feeding that and feeding that. And it just keeps growing. And instead of forgetting, they just remember it more and more and never can forgive. Those are not Muslims. Those are sick people. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are inclined to pardon people. Ask forgiveness for people. Don't you know Prophet Muhammad, he asked forgiveness for his enemies? In answer to his good nature and fulfillment of the scripture, he asked forgiveness for his enemies. During the battle, they call the battle of the Confederacy, or Ahzab, his enemies inflicted injury upon the Muslim army and upon him. So much that the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him, sustained a head wound and it was bleeding profusely. And it was stopped by one of the notable women burning a mat and taking the ashes of the mat and packing it against the wound. And it caused the blood to soak and dry. And the blood was stopped. The bleeding was stopped. The Prophet Muhammad was right in the middle of the battle. The Battle of the Trench. What was the Prophet doing? Digging trench with the men. That's what he was doing. He had him or two digging trench with the men. And as soon as you all get a name as an office this here, PR for the imam, and you don't supposed to touch anything dirty. You don't supposed to pick up a piece of paper off the steps of the mess there. You're supposed to be just for nothing but I don't know. You're supposed to wear then a white suit, and white shirt, and white tie, and white shoes, and white gloves, and never get your hands dirty and never do anything but carry paper. You're not following the prophet. That was not our prophet. To follow him is to be like him. To follow him is to get down on the level with the common people like he did. That's what you have to do to follow him. Your head way up in the air, you're not following him, you're following the devil. Yeah, the devil's the one who jacked all up in the air. You can't see what's happening down here. Pitiful people. Well, I'm talking about those jahiliyas. Sufahau. That walk around like they just got a PhD. And act like they just got licensed. Somebody gave them a license to walk among us with authority. And show no progress in their life, show no Muslim life in their faces. They look better than the bark from a tree that decays. But they want us to think that, you know, I'm somebody. How are you somebody? What have you done to make yourself somebody? Are you contributing constructively to something? You don't work? Most of you that look like that, you don't have jobs? You don't want to work? We post signs saying employment. Any brother needs a job, here's a sign saying, call this number. You won't even call to see about the job. You don't work, you don't want to work. I wish the law would just give us about one day. The one day in the United States there's no law, no obligation to the court. And we'll take the burden off the back of the earth. Put it under with the help of Allah. Right. Be a mercy to you. It'll be a mercy to you just to take you out of your misery and bury you in a sack, to drop you in a hole. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
You've been listening to Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad. Copies of Imam Muhammad's broadcast are available through the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation. For more information, consult the Muslim Journal newspaper. Tune in next week at the same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad Speaks. Thank you for listening.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This is the world broadcast of Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad Speaks. The program that's dedicated to human development and community consciousness. And now, Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
Greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah has said to us in the Quran that He has not sent Muhammad, illa rahmatan lil alameen, except as a mercy for all people. Except as a mercy for all people. He has not sent Muhammad, the messenger, except as a mercy for all people. For all the world, for all the world. Allah Most High says in the Quran, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah Most High says in the Quran, and we have instructed humanity regarding the parents. His mother carries him with travail after travail, and the wombing of him is 2 years. That thanks should be given to me and to your parents. So here the burden of the mother in pregnancy is brought to our consciousness, and God tells us that we are to be grateful, appreciative for the suffering that our mothers had to go through in bearing us, carrying us, and in delivering us. And he says, he has given us such life, or such life of trial, we may say, that we should give thanks to him and to our parents. And ishkur li wali waliday, that you should be grateful to me, that means to God, to me, and to your parents. Ilay al-Masir, to me is your final return. Wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tuti'huma. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah Most High says, and if they contend with you, strive, جَاهَدَاكَ, and if they strive with you to get you to associate with me something in worship for which you have not knowledge. Now, God is talking to who? To all of us. To all of us. But it is a child that will perhaps register this message more than we will, who are not children anymore. We've grown up now, responsible for our own actions. It is a child most likely who will register this more than we will. where God tells the child that to remember the suffering that his mother went through, how it carried him, and then had patience to raise him up for 2 years, and be thankful to God and be thankful to his parents, both of them. But then God says, if they strive with you to get you to worship something with me for what you have no knowledge for, then God says, don't obey them. Now, here God gives us an instance where our parents are to be disobeyed. God gives us a case, a situation, an instance wherein parents are to be disobeyed. If any parent strives to get you to worship something as a god for which you have no knowledge, don't obey them. So what is God telling us? God is telling us that he has given the human being the right nature, that he has given the human being the right heart, the right sensitivities, the right mind, and that if the human being uses his own good mind, his own better judgment, he's not going to make something with God that is not God. But if he follows the judgment of those who have gone wrong, he's going to do wrong. And even though those persons be his own parents who have gone wrong, he's not to follow them. This is an instance wherein a child is ordered by God to disobey his parents. This world would like to put parents above God. No matter what the parent tell the child has to obey that. No, that's not wrong. The child should not obey a parent in wrongdoing, and especially in the worst possible wrong, is to make a false god. God says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But be kind to them in the world. Keep kindly company with them in the world. Though they believe in something that is not right of God, and you reject what they believe, but they are your parents. So don't break from them in hatred, like some people believe in religion, that if your parent won't accept your religion, you're supposed to cast your parents away. If your children don't believe in your religion, you're supposed to cast your children away. This is not our religion. Our religion don't tell us that. If they don't believe in what we believe in, we are relatives. We are close together. And we've shared too much together. And there is a natural love between relatives. And God wants to preserve that. So even though you have those serious religious differences, you are to try to keep respect and kindness between relationships, family relations, especially those close ones like parents and children. So keep kind of company with them in this world. Ma'rufa means conduct yourself with them on the level of the finest behavior, ma'rufa, the finest conduct. And God continued, Allah says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow the way of those who have committed themselves to me. There are people who put God first. They don't put nationalism first. They don't put racism first. They don't put materialism first. They put God first. We are to follow the way of those who put God first. And those who put God first will not make false gods with God. It is only people who put something else first that make false gods with God. Race, or nation are their own weakness, their own weaknesses, their sentimental weaknesses. And follow the way of those who commit themselves or devote themselves entirely to me, Ilaya, that is to God. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Thereafter, your return shall be to me, and I shall inform you of what you were doing. So God says, even in this kind of relationship between parent and children, or parent and child, God says there are certain differences that we cannot settle. So the one who has an inclination or desire to please God, let that one please God. And the one who does not, then let's do the proper thing in this relationship and trust that God will settle it for all of us, for both sides, in the end. And that's what God is saying. Then you shall settle it in the end. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. Allah Most High says, فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Fear Allah in order that you may be grateful, be thankful. So Allah has shown us here a condition for gratitude on our part. A person who does not fear God, a person who does not have a deep fear, reverence, and devotional sense regarding God, we can't expect that they're going to be grateful to that God. And we know that Allah has also said in the Quran for us, وَتَّقُوا arham, and reverence the family relationship or the family ties. So here is this word, reverence. Reverence with an inborn respect. Reverence with a natural, inborn respect. Reverence your parents. Reverence God with a natural, inborn respect. And if you let your big-headedness go over that and ignore that and say, no, I have my own opinions, pretty soon you lose that natural respect, that natural fear and love and respect for God. You'll lose it for the parent. And what will we have? Ungrateful children. Ungrateful generation. And that's what we have today. An ungrateful generation. Don't appreciate anything. Think the whole world was made for them to laugh at, spit on, whatever they like to do with it, whatever moves them at the time. Pitiful generation. So Allah Most High tells us, فَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Fear God, that you may have gratefulness, gratitude in your heart, in your soul. You're not going to have that nature if you don't fear God. If you don't have that nature, you're not human. Inna hadhihi, God says, praise be to Allah, God says, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida, wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Surely this is your community, it's one united community, and I am your Lord, so worship only me. This is what God says in the Quran. Worship only me. Then Allah says also, Inna fi hadha la balaghan li qawmin abidin. Surely in this Quran,
have this book is plain guidance for a people who render service to God. For people who obey God, serve Him. And then Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy for all the worlds.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ.
Say, surely it has been revealed to me, given to me by inspiration, that your God is only one God. Here, Prophet Muhammad, he's not saying that I calculated this. He's not saying that I discovered this on my own. He says, surely it has been revealed to me by inspiration from God that your God is only one God.
فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Then, therefore, will you be Muslims? So here, the condition of Muslim is connected with believing that there is only one Allah. So if somebody tried to associate something with Allah, make more than one God, or try to make shirk into the religion, that's not a proper Muslim. That's not a Muslim. The condition for pleasing God, the condition for obeying God, the condition for unity in the community depends on us accepting one God as Allah has given us in the Quran. One God unites humanity. Different gods divide humanity. This is the philosophy that God has given us in this Quran. That God wants us united. God wants us to have justice from each other. Many gods disunite us. Many gods oppress us. Because one takes his God and he uses his God to oppress those that don't believe in his God. One God unites. Allah Most High says, continuing this verse,
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ آذَنْتُكُمْ عَلَى سَوَاءٍ.
And if they refuse, turn away from that, say, I call you on terms of equality. Wonderful Quran. Wonderful Quran. It takes exceptionally good people to appreciate this Quran. That's right. Trash and low-minded people, they can't appreciate this Quran. Allah won't even let it come to them. Won't even let them see it. If they refuse, then say to them, I call you on terms of equality. What is the terms of equality? That you believe in only one God. That's the terms of equality. If you make more than one God, there's not going to be equality for that society. And we are living proof of that fact. We live in a society that represents God in images. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we know that there is no equality for the citizens of this Christian society. No equality. No equality between races. No equality between sects or denominations or religions. No equality, because each one has his own interpretation. He's bullheaded and stubborn. in his fanatical doctrine. And he talks about God as if God is an excuse for him to say anything he wants to say or do anything he please in the name of that God. Reject logic in the name of that God. Reject moral standards in the name of that God. Why? Because those are false gods. So you can do these things in the name of false gods. But if we ever come to agreement and come to terms to agree that there is but one God, and that God is the creator, and that God is responsible for all humanity, and is controller, has power over all things, now we can solve all our problems. If we agree that that kind of God is over us, that means that you are not my God. Now we can talk as subjects under that God. And you are not the one now who is to establish the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is to be established on the basis of faith in that God. So you see, now we can approach solutions. But if you say God is somebody that was born yesterday, now there's nothing but confusion. My heart, God didn't give me a heart. He didn't give me a soul to believe in that God you're talking about that was born yesterday. So we got nothing but confusion. This religion is a religion of truth. Religion of truth is not a religion of lies. Most of the world have religion of lies. This religion is a religion of truth. God is one God. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ? Then will you be Muslims? Muslim means one who renders his own opinion. He submits his own ideas. He submits his own opinion. He submits his will. Even the urge that's moving him to behave in a certain way. He will reject that urge in him to do what is right. The Muslim is one who accepts everything. Everything as a sacrifice for God's pleasure. Say my life, surely my life and my death. Everything is for God's purpose. So if you can show me that my life is wrong under God, I have to give it up. I have to die to that life that I was holding on to. I have to reject it, throw it away as dead. So, well, that's the end of that. It takes a great person to do that. It takes a genuine heart to do that. Deceitful heart can't do that. It takes a genuine heart, truthful, honest, pure, genuine heart to become a true Muslim. Praise be to Allah. So the sinners should listen. This is your chance to save yourself. Again, Allah Most High says in the Quran, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwatan thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa wa shayba. Allah says, it is Allah who created you from a weak state. Weak state. Was any child born strong? Was any child born managing his affairs? All born helpless. It is Allah who created you from a weak state. Then thereafter made you from the weak state into strength. Then thereafter formed you into after a strength, he formed you again into weakness and gray-headedness. Allah wants us to remember ourselves. We get hypnotized, are enchanted, spooked up some kind of way. And we think of ourselves as being independent. Absolute authority. Nothing should be considered above me. I'm boss. So Allah wants us to remember the state that you were in when he made you. You weren't talking like that. You weren't acting like that. You would have died. Because somebody would have threw you right out of the garbage can. So what they make it on your own list. No, you didn't have that crazy mind when you were born. Then he reminds us, now you have come into strength. Now don't think that this is going to last always. He's going to take you from this strength back into weakness. And not only will your muscles go, but also your beauty. Then where are you proud, vain people be then? Asking for cosmetics from an undertaker. It won't be conscious to know how you look. You don't forget these things. Thank you, somebody. You so big and important, you don't have to listen to anything. You're nothing unless you give yourself to Allah. You're nothing. Nothing to be considered. Except for just the waste, just throw it away. Reject it, throw it out. So it is God who brings us from the weak state to strength, and then from the strength again into weak state. And Allah Most High says, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. He creates what he pleases, what he wills to create. And he is all-knowing and all-powerful. Allahu Akbar.
You've been listening to Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad. Copies of Imam Muhammad's broadcasts are available through the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation. For more information, consult the Muslim Journal newspaper. Tune in next week at the same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Waruf Deen Muhammad Speaks. Thank you for listening.
That there is...